According to a computer model developed by nonpartisan budget experts, the extra money from an income tax would help Alaska's state government withstand low oil prices or poor investment returns. But House members say there's only so much they can learn from the model. Homer Republican Representative Paul Seaton says lawmakers must ultimately make a call about what is right for the state.
You can only help us so much because the rest is policy calls, whether we want to have cuts and job cuts.
The model found the budget would be balanced in 9 years if the state had an income tax and oil prices are lower than state officials expect. At those same oil prices, a Senate plan that doesn't include income taxes would lead to the state spending $500 million more than it raises in 9 years. North Pole Republican Tammy Wilson notes the model doesn't take into account the Senate majority's proposed future spending cuts. Wilson says the legislature has passed bills that could reduce spending. She says it's too soon to say cuts will fall on specific services.
There are bills that we all passed here that had to do with Medicaid, that had to do with the crime bill. There's some education reform that's going on by the new commissioner that we're supposed to see things. So I don't think we can say it's going to come from a specific area.
The House and Senate have passed different plans to draw money from permanent fund earnings and limit permanent fund dividends, but they haven't made any public progress on resolving their differences. David Teal directs the nonpartisan division of legislative finance. He pointed out one of the benefits of passing a permanent fund plan is the state would no longer be draining the constitutional budget reserve. Teal says this piggy bank could empty in the next 2 years, forcing the state to borrow money to pay its bills. Teal says some Alaskans want to see progress one way or another.
Some may say, I just want stable or growing reserves. Another way to say that is, I want a balanced budget. And I don't particularly care how we get there.
The House Finance Committee plans to compare the House and Senate plans throughout this week. The Senate Finance Committee canceled its meetings today and tomorrow.